Hello, I'm Jason Rugard of the Moon Mavericks Podcast. Welcome to a special summer show. Every Friday, I'll be taking a week-by-week look back at the summer of 1990. This was a box office season that was amongst the most competitive and influential in movie-going history. On each show, I'll be chronicling the performance, critical response, and historical relevance of the biggest hits and costliest misfires that shaped the summer of 1990. Episode 2, June 1st to the 3rd, 1990. This would prove another memorable weekend at the box office. Arnold Schwarzenegger would further cement his celebrity status and title as the world's biggest movie star with his release, and Robin Williams and Tim Robbins were caught in an unfunny comedy that was underwhelming in its grosses. Let's go back to June 1st, 1990. Our first film, Total Recall.
Welcome to Mars.
Let Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Quaid.
You got a lot of nerve showing your face around here.
Look who's talking.
Show you a side of Mars that no one on Earth has ever seen before. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You think this is the real Quaid?
Total Recall.
It is.
Rated R. Starts Friday, June 1st at a theater near you.
With its startling victory, the R-rated Total Recall got the summer movie war off to a formidable start and marked Schwarzenegger's successful re-entry to the action-adventure genre following his foray into comedy with the box office smash Twins. The $25 million opening weekend would prove to be the year's highest and marked a victorious end to a decade-long quest by Hollywood to bring Philip K. Dick's short story to the big screen. After several attempts, Carlico Pictures finally succeeded in teaming Schwarzenegger with RoboCop director Paul Verhoeven. Set on both Earth and Mars in the year 2084, this science fiction epic reportedly required a budget of nearly $70 million. It would ultimately gross $119 million in the United States alone, holding up well in the face of oncoming opposition and star power in the oncoming weeks. It would go up against Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte in Another 48 Hours, Warren Beatty's Dick Tracy, and Tom Cruise's Days of Thunder. Filming was conducted in part in Mexico City, where the labor costs were kept down due to a healthy exchange rate. Director Verhoeven's original cut of the picture was awarded an X rated for violence, and several readmissions were made in order to secure the coveted R rating that is required for mass distribution. At the time of the film's release, it was amongst the most expensive films ever produced, a record that would ultimately be broken by Schwarzenegger's own T2 the following summer. Richard Dreyfuss, Patrick Swayze, and William Hurt were the odd names attached to this project over the years as it was being developed. After the smash success of Total Recall, talks of sequel were started almost immediately. Some developments had Schwarzenegger's character working as a law enforcer. This idea was solely based on another Philip K. Dick novella, which would ultimately become the Tom Cruise film Minority Report. In 1999, Showtime produced a television series, Total Recall 2079, but gained little traction with audiences, and it was canceled after only one season. And then, in 2012, Colin Farrell headlined a reboot that failed to capture the original in terms of imagination or box office success. Marketing tie-ins for this film were odd to say the least, and aimed mostly at children. This was evidenced by the Nintendo Entertainment System, Amiga, and Commodore 64 each carrying their version of a game for this film. There was also a DC Comics adaption, which I still own, and the VHS, which was extremely successful, came with a card that advertised official Total Recall merch, including posters, t-shirts, caps, and even a wristwatch. You had to hurry though, the deal expires December 31st, 1991. I wonder if operators are still standing by. Our next film is Cadillac Man.
The Benz.
300E Benz.
Joey O'Brien loves to sell cars.
Mercedes-Benz.
Right now you're probably thinking, hey, this is not the car for me. But with a touch of one button, max headroom.
And he loves too many women.
Yeah. You know when you want something, you gotta go out there, you gotta take it like a shark.
Well, that's how I should take you from underneath.
Oh.
Why'd I ever leave you, Tina?
You were asked to leave.
Now, he has a little explaining to do.
I want to know how many times you did Don. And I want to know where, and I want to know how.
Her too, and my wife, and his wife? How the hell you got time to make a living?
Joey, what's he talking to you, Joey? This is true?
Oh, come on, Lisa.
Lisa? I knew you was doing a Lisa, Joey.
No. What's that make it for? How many girls you got? Hey, Lisa's my daughter.
You got a daughter, Joey. You probably got a wife, too.
No. Wife? No wife, no. Ex-wife.
He's a busy boy, you're Joey. A very busy boy.
From the diner.
Why?
Tina, Chuck, Lila, Lola.
Lila! Lila,
listen, there's an explanation for this. There really is.
Ow!
Robin Williams. Tim Robbins.
You got a lot of girls. It's easy for you. It ain't easy.
Cadillac Man.
Cadillac Man, and it stars Robin Williams as a car salesman who makes a lot of money and spends a lot of money because he can't break his addiction to women. Then a crisis strikes. The husband of one of the employees crashes into the showroom in a jealous rage and holds everyone hostage. He's played by Tim Robbins, and it's up to Robin Williams to do the best salesmanship job of his entire life. More or less the entire second half of the movie is given over to the process of Williams talking Robbins out of spraying everyone with machine gun bullets. And although that was the heart of the movie, it interested me the least. The opening parts of Cadillac Man reminded me of Tin Men, that comedy with Richard Dreyfuss and Danny DeVito as aluminum siding salesman. And I was set up for Robin Williams as a no-holds-barred Cadillac salesman when suddenly the movie turned into a comic version of Dog Day Afternoon. And at the same time it turned talky, real talky, it lost a lot of its energy.
Well, you know, I'm going to give the film thumbs down, but oddly enough, the part that you didn't like is the very part that I did. I thought that the setup wasn't very good in terms of the slick salesman and the slick world of car salesman. The movie, I think, cheats a lot of bit by having him talk to the screen and talk to us, giving us extra narration and extra help to see how devious he is when he's trying to pitch a woman whose hearse is broken down at a funeral for a new car. That isn't shot in a really adult, smart way. It's really handing it to the audience. But then, when the picture got into the mano a mano between Tim Robbins and Robin Williams, I thought it worked in some sort of perverse anti-film way, because I expected more action, and it really is just talk.
Cadillac Man is a 1990 comedy starring Robin Williams and Tim Robbins, directed by Roger Donaldson. It was in its fourth week of release when Total Recall went up against it, and it ranks 28th overall in Robin Williams' filmography. It grossed about $60 million, translated to today's money. It's a fairly unmemorable comedy. It actually is one note, and it basically takes place in one location. Over the years as I've watched this film, I always thought it would have worked better as a play. However, Robin Williams and Tim Robbins deliver stellar performances and carry this movie. Williams alone, with his good nature and comedic timing, is ideal as a shady used car salesman. However, the material fails both actors, and the film just sits there. It's unmemorable in almost every way. That'll do it for episode 2 of our special summer supplementary series. Join us every Friday as we take a look back at the summer of 1990. Next week, we'll take a look at Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte pairing up in the June 8th, 1990 release of Another 48 Hours. Thanks for joining us.